The Osgood Files, sponsored by Viking River Cruises, exploring the world in comfort. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. During the campaign, we learned that Donald Trump needs only a few hours of sleep a night, although it's hard to believe with all the fires he's been putting out, he's getting even that much today. And this is the honeymoon. More after this from Charlie. In the space of 3 days, the president has had to part ways with his national security advisor.
General Flynn is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media.
And his pick for Secretary of Labor, Andrew Puzder, had to withdraw after Republican leaders started turning up too many questions about his character, including an appearance years ago by his ex-wife, in disguise, on the Oprah Winfrey Show, where she laid out charges that she has since recanted. But beyond the personnel problems is a bigger question, the extent of the Trump administration's connections to Russia. There seems to be a lingering sense that we don't know the whole story. After Wednesday's news conference with the Israeli Prime Minister, one reporter threw a Hail Mary.
Mr. President, are you going to answer any questions about your associates' contacts with the Russians during the campaign, sir?
Mr. President, just a blanket denial on that.
But he was ignored. It's no surprise that Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi wants an investigation.
So my question to my Republican colleagues is, if you're not willing to take the first step to look into this, what are you afraid of?
But a few Republicans are also beginning to have varying degrees of doubt. And the problem is the comments from the Trump campaign, like this one.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability.
Comments which seemed almost charmingly candid at the time.
Do you like Vladimir Putin's comments about you?
Sure. When people call you brilliant, it's always good, especially when the person heads up Russia.
Comments which seemed so refreshingly outrageous back then seem a little more ominous now. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.